At the end of our last Mishnah, in the third parak, we discussed the concept of gourds and how they're a little more complicated. It referenced in passing the idea of a vineyard and whether or not these gourds are more machmir than, whether you have to be more careful with these gourds than in the vineyard, which leads us directly into our fourth parak of Kilayim, which is now going to discuss at length the halachas of grapevines and vineyards, and how much space one has to have between vines, and how many vines make a vineyard, etc. Because as we know, there are very specific halachas having to do with the vineyard. So with that in mind, we start our fourth parak, first Mishnah. Karachat Akerem, clearing of a vineyard. Beishamai Omrim, Esrim Ba'arba Amos. Beishamai says that it should be a minimum of 24 Amos. Beishil Omrim, Shesh Yisra Amos. And the Beishil says it needs to be 16 Amos. Now, Karachat Akerem is actually going to be defined a little bit later in this Mishnah, so let's leave it alone for now. But suffice to say, Beishamai and Beishil are having an argument about it. The Mishnah continues by wanting to know about the Mechol HaKerem, the perimeter of a vineyard. Beis Shammai Omrim Shesh Esrei Amah. Beis Shammai says it needs to be 16 Amah. Beis Hillel Omrim Shesh Esrei Amah. And the Beis Hillel says it needs to be 12 Amah. The Mechol HaKerem is as I said, the perimeter of a vineyard that differs from a Karachat HaKerem, and this will be discussed in greater length in the second Mishnah, but at first blush, just so you know, you have a frame of reference, Mechol HaKerem is a perimeter of a vineyard, between a vineyard and a surrounding wall. So we're talking about a walled-in vineyard in the space between the last vines and the wall, and that's a Mechol HaKerem. As I said, that'll be discussed in greater length in Mishnah Bet. But at least our very first Mishnah of the Parak is sort of laying out these various concepts, and wants to let us know that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have a machlokes about that. So our Mishnah continues, Vezuhi Karachat HaKerem, and just what is a Karachat HaKerem? Kerem Shecharav Memtza'o. A vineyard which has been destroyed in the middle. So this clearing of a vineyard that we were first introduced to the first line of our Mishnah, and is a machlokes min Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, refers to a clearing which has been created in the middle of a vineyard. So the clearing is flanked on at least two sides by vineyards. And our Mishnah continues, Im ein sham shesh esrei ama, if there is not to it 16 ama, lo yavi zera lesham, you cannot bring any other type of seeds into this vineyard. Hayu sham shesh esrei ama, notnin lo vodaso, vizorea es hamotar. So if, however, there is this 16 amma space, then you give it the little bit of work area around, and you can plant everything else. And this stam position is very similar to Beis Hillel's, and reiterates that if the clearing is not large enough, then you are absolutely not allowed to plant any foreign seed in the vineyard. However, assuming there is a space, then it is permitted to plant these other types of seeds in there, assuming that you have your 4 amma work area around the vineyards on each side of the clearing and are left unplanted. So again, assuming you have your space sufficient to work the vineyards around this other seed, then you are allowed to plant. Now that we have defined what is a karachat HaKerem, right, the idea of a clearing of a vineyard, which is when you intentionally destroy, uproot a space in the middle of the vineyard large enough to plant some other seeds, although again it is subject to a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Mishnah Bet turns to the idea of what is a Mechol HaKerem, right? This was the other idea that was brought up in our first Mishnah, so Mishnah Bet right away tackles, you know, what this idea is. And so Mishnah Bet starts, Izohu Mechol HaKerem, so what is this perimeter of a vineyard? Bein Kerem Lagader, between the Kerem, the vineyard, and the wall. Im Ein Sham Shtem Asar Amma, Lo Yavizer Lasham. If there is not 12 Amas worth of space between the vineyard and the wall, then you can't bring any other type of seed, you can't plant any other type of seed in the vineyard. However, if there were 12 amas worth of space between the vineyard and the wall, you need to give it again the amount of space necessary, the dalad amas necessary to work the vineyard, but then you can plant in the rest of the space between the wall and the vineyard. Now, this Mishnah touches on something that is important, which is the idea that we're going to discuss in general in the fourth parak, what makes a vineyard, how much space you know, how much space is there minimum between the number of vines to make a vineyard, how many vines you have to plant to make a vineyard, etc. And this we'll get into in further depth a little later on. This Mishnah is tackling the concept that ordinarily is mutar to plant these other types of seeds outside a vineyard, provided that the planting is 4 amma away from the edge of the vineyard, right? The workspace necessary to work the vineyard. However, we learn that if the vineyard is enclosed by a wall, then it's usher to plant between the wall and the edge of the vineyard, even if you have that dalat amas. So again, the idea here is that if you have a vineyard enclosed by a wall, that wall creates a sort of slightly different dynamic vis-a-vis key lime in a vineyard. And again, as I mentioned throughout, this has to do with creating the perception of key lime, not that actually one is going to be over the biblical prohibition of key lime, but one does not want to be perceived as planting forbidden mixtures together. And by having a wall around your vineyard, you need to take extra care about that concern.